banditicle, went over to the big door, and he turned the big knob. And he stepped into the great besmedrish of the Valoshin Yeshiva. And he saw hundreds of young men sitting and learning at the top of their lungs. And it was a racket. It was a cacophony. Itzikal was overwhelmed. And he looked around him. And he saw right near him there was one young man sitting and learning. And he gingerly stepped over to him and tapped him on the shoulder.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yes, what is it?
Is this the Valoshin Yeshiva?
Yes, but this is not for children, you know. You should go play outside.
I'm not here to play. I'm here to learn.
Hey, can't you learn at home?
Home is 500 kilometers away. That's, you know how far that is?
No, how far is it?
Very. But, you see, I want to learn in the Valoshin Yeshiva because I really, really, you know, my father, he's a big Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't have much else to teach me, so I want to learn in Valoshin, you see.
I'm sure your father is a Talmud Chacham, but this yeshiva is not for young children.
Tell me, if it's not for young children, so probably you won't mind if I ask you some questions. What are you learning now?
The Toit Perek in Ksubis.
What daf?
Daf, Chof Tes on the base.
Did you learn the Taisvis on the bottom?
What do you mean?
I mean the one on the bottom. Did you learn the one on the bottom?
Yes, a few minutes ago.
Do you realize that Taisvis is Chilik on the Rashba?
Did you just learn this Gemara?
Let me see. 2 years, 4 months, and 4 days ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Did you learn the Rashba?
Yes, I did. Yes, you're right. The Taisvis is Chilik on the Rashba. You're right. That's amazing.
Yeah, but the thing is like this. There's another Taisvis in your bummus on the Mem Beis Yamet Beis, around halfway down. And according to that Taisvis, it's a machlekes between Taisvis over here and Taisvis over there. But Taisvis over there doesn't match up with the Rashba, so it's a three-way machlekes. I'll tell you something else. Really, there's a gewaldige kasha on that Taisvis from a different Gemara in Baba Kama. Now, if you learn the Gemara really carefully on the Shamach Zayin Yamet Beis...
In the meantime, around three people stopped their learning to stare at this young genius.
The kid is so brilliant. It is unbelievable.
The young men realized that Itzikal was on a level equal to most of them, if not on a higher level. And finally, they allowed him to enter the office of the great Reb Chaim Volozhiner himself. Itzikal entered the office with trepidation. Reb Chaim Volozhiner himself was sitting behind his big wooden desk, and he was so involved in his learning, he didn't even realize that Itzikal was standing there. And Itzikal, he moved from one foot to the other. And he fidgeted. And he looked. And he fidgeted again. And then he moved back to the other foot. And finally, Reb Chaim Volozhiner slowly closed his Gemara and started rising. And he looked up. And he saw Itzikal standing there. Young man, what is it? How can I help you? And Itzikal was so amazed that he was talking to the great Reb Chaim Volozhiner himself that he found himself tongue-tied. For the first time in his life, he didn't have anything to say.
That's Kometz. Sorry. That's what the Rebbe said when I was 2 years old. Can I learn in Volozhin?
Learn in Volozhin? Of course you can learn in Volozhin. You can learn at home, you can learn in any shul, you could... I'm sure somebody will be willing to learn with you, young man.
Rebbe, I don't think you understood what I meant with my greatest respect for you. I wanted to learn in your yeshiva, Rebbe.
But young man, you can't possibly be more than 10 years old.
Actually, 10 and a half.
Tzaddik. This yeshiva is meant for boys that are 20 and 25, not 10 and a half. You have to go to cheder. You have to learn like all other 10-year-olds.
Rebbe, why don't you ask me some questions? And if I can answer the questions, then maybe you'll let me learn in this yeshiva.
Tzaddik, I can't possibly accept you into this yeshiva. You're so young. How are you going to take care of yourself? Who's going to take care of your meals? Who's going to wash your laundry?
Rabbi, he traveled from so far away. I traveled 500 kilometers. That's a lot. My father said it's a lot. It's more than 400. I know that. And I really, really want to learn so badly.
Okay, young man, don't cry. Don't cry. It's okay. It's okay. Okay, I'll tell you what. I see you really want to learn so badly that you're crying. I'll ask you a few questions, and if you could answer them, then I'll give you a 2-week trial period in yeshiva. And if you could take care of yourself, if you can take care of your own laundry, and you can take care of your own meals, then I'll let you stay permanently. And sure enough, Reb Chaim Volozhiner asked Itzchok questions, and as they got into a heated debate about a sugya in a difficult mesechta, Reb Chaim Volozhiner realized that Itzchok was no ordinary 10-year-old, and he understood that Itzchok was on the level of most of the Bacharim in Volozhin, if not on a higher level. And Itzchok stayed. For the first few weeks, most of the Bacharim in Volozhin, they couldn't look at him as a regular member of the yeshiva. They couldn't understand how a 10-year-old could possibly join their yeshiva. But with time, Itzchok proved to them that he was more than worthy of joining the Volozhiner yeshiva. And it was only a matter of time before the Bacharim were fighting over who would get to be Itzchok's chavrusa. After 2 years, during which Itzchok steig tremendously and grew into a huge Talmud Chacham, at the young, tender age of 12, Reb Chaim Volozhiner called him into the office. Itzchok, it's time for you to go home. You're 12. You have to prepare for your bar mitzvah. You have to be mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. You have to visit your parents. After your bar mitzvah, you could come back again. You could rejoin the yeshiva and continue your steiging.